Before we begin our time for prayer, just a couple announcements, things that you can prioritize in your own prayer life. We're going to be uplifting in prayer Tim Ewing. Some of you knew that he had a tumor that was in his bladder, and he had that surgery this week. It came out successful, very much so, and so we can give a prayer of thanks for answered prayer and better health for Tim. Also for Roman Gunther, he has transitioned to home and is receiving hospice care. His time could be short here on earth, so we want to cover this family in prayer, and wife Stella too, as she cares for him towards his time going home to be with the Lord. And then also Elaine Schwartz has an eye surgery here this week. We're going to uplift Elaine. And then we're also going to have a moment of silence for prayer as we think about what happened 20 years ago on September 11th. We'll have a moment of silence, and then I want to share a prayer as well. Let us rise for prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Father, we believe that without your Son, we are dead in our trespasses and overcome by our own sinful desires. Be merciful to us and help us to keep Jesus as the center of our lives. Lord, in your mercy, grant us true humility as little children. Deliver us from temptation and keep us in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for all the little ones who believe in you, the youngest members of our congregation, as well as those of every generation who are called your children. Bless parents, pastors, and teachers to teach your truth and your ways, that we may grow in Christ's forgiveness and live as your children. Lord, in your mercy, give to us such love that cares for one another that we call those to sin to repentance in order to joyfully speak of your forgiveness to us and to them. Lord, in your mercy, gracious Father, fill us with care for the members of our earthly families and especially those of the family of faith. We thank you for our special spiritual family at Peace and pray that you would lead us in our Sunday school efforts this year. We also pray for those with illness and trouble. Lord, this week we first of all thank you for answered prayer for Tim, for clear treatment, and then a clear way moving forward ahead. Lord, we pray for a full recovery. For Roman Gunther, as he has transitioned home, but Lord, we recognize that his real home is with you. Lord, as he heads towards that journey to be with you, strengthen Stella, strengthen that family in your promises, in your ways. Lord, for Elaine this week, as she moves forward with her surgery, that you would bless the doctors and give them discernment and watch every movement that they make, and give her a full recovery, too, in the weeks ahead. Lord, also for the children, teachers, and administrators with the start of the school year and so much happening, that you would watch over them and give them your strength. For Haley, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Jerry and Joyce, Bob, Kai, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Andy, Janet, and Kayla. For Angela, Mark, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Ron, Chuck, Marianne, Steve, Anna, Gary, Brent, Professor Wiegman, Darren, Talia, that you would watch over them. And Lord, especially as we think about what happened 20 years ago in our great land that you have given to us, Lord, we think of those who have lost their lives, those who sacrificed their lives, and the effect of what happened 20 years ago, Lord. In this moment of silence, Lord, reach those hurts and those thoughts that we have today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus, for your protection and provision. As we remember the terror of this, of just what happened 20 years ago, we also remember each day of safety and peace granted by your goodness and mercy. Bless those who work to keep the peace and to protect the innocent. And do your church with your Spirit to proclaim Jesus and him crucified. Lead us all to repent of our sin and to trust in the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus, for our comfort, strength, and peace. Lord, in your mercy, it is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. We pray these things through your Son, Jesus, our Lord. Amen. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.